This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
BJ and James.
All right, so what happened in Texas with this fight?
I'm glad you asked because you know I am a card-carrying NCAA member.
You are?
Well,
NCAA member?
Uh-huh, I used to be.
Mm-hmm. NCAA?
No, just NCAA.
What's NCAA?
National Cheerleading Association.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant NCAA.
No, I meant
so
NCAA.
So you're an NCAA.
I had the card.
I didn't realize that.
They give you a card. Yep.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Do you have to pay dues? Do you have to keep it updated? Do you, or is it just a lifetime membership or
don't
what?
Don't really remember. Don't know. Kind of long time ago. Don't know.
All right, so there's been some breaking news in the NCAA world.
This is crazy. I mean, we never made it to the World Championships.
Right.
I know that's shocking with me on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
But I know, yeah. I know. But I guess the National Cheerleading Association All-Star National Championships were being held in Dallas, and I kept seeing it all over the internet. Like, first it started out that there was an active shooter.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, and so I was like freaking out trying to, because, you know, we send teams there from Colorado that made the All-Stars.
So there was a disruption, and they first thought that it was somebody shooting?
Yeah, and so everybody is running. I mean, like being trampled, running out of that place. Now, keep in mind, this is 30,000 people.
Holy.
That are there. They're in town for this NCAA All-Star thing, championship. And so people are running. I see then that Colorado posted that one of its teams is safe and they have been accounted for. So I'm like, what is going on? And it's not on the news, right? So I can't find anything. Well, it turns out that some of the dads started a fight, and because they knocked over something, it sounded like a gunshot.
And that put everybody into a panic.
Yeah.
And they started running for cover, whatnot.
Yeah.
And you got 30,000 people.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Anybody arrested or anything like that?
I have no idea.
Anybody injured or
but
any
you should
updates?
See, I saw a video of the dads fighting.
Yeah.
What are overweight men doing fighting? Like dads.
I don't know.
They look so dumb.
And I wonder what the fight started over. Maybe a judging call or... Were they beating up a judge or something?
Or like,
I don't know.
Your daughter looks like a floozy.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I bet this is, because it's so competitive. I don't know if you've ever watched cheerleading competitions, but they all have to be perfect timing, like together. And maybe one of the girls was off a beat. And I bet he's
could
like,
be.
Oh my God, your daughter just ruined the whole thing. And then that guy punched him in. And then, oh my God. Oh my.
No, you're
he
right.
Did not know she was coming right. No, oh my God.
Anything like that. No, you're exactly right, Jamie. Anything like that can cause a fight, you know, with these guys. For example, if one guy thinks that his daughter should be on top, but yet they think she's heavy and she's on bottom.
She's a base.
Okay.
We call it base.
She's base.
In my world, it's base.
I didn't know it was base.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So let's say that you show up, okay, and you don't realize that your daughter is base, okay, and then you get there expecting her to be on top, maybe at the very top, you know, three stacked.
Oh, they're really skinny.
Yeah.
There.
You get there and, wait a minute, Charlotte's a base. What the hell? And then a fight breaks up before you know it.
And
because Charlotte's a base.
I hate to tell you this, but I was a top and my sister was a base.
Ooh. I wouldn't have said that.
It's a true story, but she was very strong.
Yeah.
That's why they said they put her at base, because she could press the cheerleader up. You know?
We had a girl that was a base. That was her name was Liz.
Oh.
Yeah, Liz was a base. I mean, she was the anchor. She was a real base.
Where did this go wrong?
I don't know. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.